Could I tell you a little bit about Satan? That in the court of heaven, Satan is the district attorney. He is not, as Christians imagine, the enemy of heaven and the enemy of mankind. He's merely the person who sees the bad side of things and carries out the dirty work.
Something that I find repulsive about, especially monotheistic, messianic religion. With a large part of itself, it quite clearly wants us all to die.
A new consciousness is developing, which sees the Earth as a single organism and recognizes that an organism at war with itself is doomed.
Welcome to episode 3 of the Deferred Gnosis podcast.
We are your hosts, Matthew Johnson.
And I am Shea Belay. It's more than a pleasure to be here. We are following up on episode 2. Episode 2 was a kind of discovery, an investigation, a deconstruction of the satanic religion, Satanism. What we found in our discovery is that Anton LaVey is kind of a focal point. So we looked into Anton LaVey's Satanism. We found actually very little room for secular beliefs, but we found that Satanism isn't exactly secular. We found that Satanism has a kind of magical, some supernatural aspects to it, at least in terms of the LaVey canon. And we thought that we want to go into secular Satanism because one of the groups that kind of identify with secular Satanism recently is the Satanic Temple. And we thought that it would be most intelligent or most apt to bring on our good friend Reap Payden. He heads the Modern Satanism podcast.
As well as the Angry Atheist.
Yeah, and we thought it would be a good idea to bring him on and kind of, as a continuation of episode 2, define secular Satanism and what it means, and how does that differ from LaVeyan Satanism? How far does it move itself from LaVeyan Satanism, and where does he draw Satanism from? If not from LaVey, then where else?
Right. Where is the shared space? What is
the essence of the Venn diagram.
Yes, right. And the essence of the Venn diagram, what is the shared space between, say, LaVey and Satanism and this contemporary breed that we find proliferating in the by contemporary stage for Satanism these days?
Is it a new form of Satanism? Does it have another historical precedent? Does it draw from literary Satanists? Where does it draw from, if not LaVey? Because it looks like it doesn't draw from LaVey very much.
Right.
Because it abandons all of the, what they would call supernaturalism, but some of the magical aspects of it seems to be removed. So we just want to dig deeper to get a better understanding, kind of figure out where we all stand.
And invite a further layer of a contrasting perspective to the discussion. And so we welcome Reap Payden to the show to bring his side of the argument and enliven the discussion.
So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring him on. All right, we have Reap on the line with us. Reap Payden from Modern Satanism Podcast, also with the Satanic Temple. How are you today, Reap?
I am excellent. I want to thank you guys for inviting me to be on the show. I'm flattered, truly flattered to be on.
Absolutely. Welcome. Welcome to Deferred Gnosis, and it's great to have you on.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad we, through the miracle of modern technology.
Yeah. We had a slight hiccup with technical difficulties, but such...
Very small, though.
Yeah. We were able to overcome that.
You guys pulled it out.
Yeah, so we want to bring you on because, looking into... episode 3 is a continuation of episode 2. And episode 2, we discussed kind of where the bulk of Satanism stems from. LaVeyan Satanism, and we kind of broke that down and kind of deconstructed it. And
that damn Anton LaVey, if he only hadn't died.
You think he would have a word for everything going on?
I think he would have more than a word, yeah.
But we looked into everything, kind of the LaVey canon, and what it came down to, and you're familiar with James R. Lewis, are you not, Reap?
I don't think so.
He did a sociological study of Satanists, and he did a survey, And he did, and he looked at how a majority of them were influenced by LaVey, of course. I mean, everyone, a lot of people's
obviously, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the first exposures, the Satanic Bible, the Walk into Borders or something like that.
Huge amount, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, and so we went, we took the LaVey canon because of that. We determined that it has a lot more kind of non-secular aspects to it. There's magic, there's a level of believing in Satan as a force, not exactly strictly anthropomorphic.
But at least kind of pantheistic, at least as kind of like a force that you, or maybe a multitude of forces that you could call upon to kind of do your bidding. I think
you're kind of strengthening yourself. It's like believing in yourself as your own God, kind of.
Well, so it's not, well, yeah, that seems like the psychodrama argument.
But there was also some aspects of it that were so I don't
parking spaces and racehorses.
Yeah, he would say he would use magic to change circumstances in the world. That Satan is a tangible force. I mean, these were
magic thing is such a tricky thing.
These are some of the words. So this is Satanism from the LaVeyan canon as we know it, and this is the Satanism that has influenced a lot of the followers, if not most of the followers of Satanism today, has influenced them in some form or fashion. And we wanted to kind of touch on you because I wanted to get your opinion on it, because we understand that you kind of take a staunch atheist perspective
towards Satan.
It's more of a skeptical. I would like to say skeptic. I'm a strong. I think skeptic is probably the strongest aspect of my opinion on things. Very skeptical, and it's not a bad word. We're skeptic.
No, skeptic. Well, I mean, and actually, that's a reap. You know, that's kind of the side of the fence that I come from. I'm a staunch secular atheist, and certainly skepticism has a lot to do with the foundation of that.
Yeah.
So I'm, and one of the things that we would kind of enjoy your perspective on is maybe the Venn diagram or the blending of your skepticism with your particular breed of Satanism.
Because
diagram is going to be lopsided.
Well, you also consider yourself you're part of the Satanic Temple. You're a member of the Satanic Temple. Maybe a priest, right?
I'm a priest with the Satanic Temple. I don't want to say that. I'm not a grand anything. I'm just
agent.
A priest.
Okay, right.
You know, yeah. I don't want any of the titles to go with it. I do preach. I don't want to say gospel, but I believe I preach the tenets of the Satanic Temple, so that's why they've asked me or invited me to be a priest for them.
Okay. I guess one of the first points is that, you know, one of the reasons we decided to do episode 2 and kind of venture into Satanism, we're looking at your podcast, and we noticed Matt is familiar with Satanism, but not intimately.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, and as I kind of mentioned in episode 2, you know, Shay and some mutual friends of ours are kind of in the Satanic community and belief system. And so Shay's anecdote here, we actually were at a pizza place.
We were at a pizza place discussing the notes for episode 2.
We were preparing for episode 2 and kind of, I think we were almost deciding on a topic at that point. We hadn't yet decided exactly what we were going to talk about.
That's true, and we went
and so we stumbled across the Modern Satanism webpage, and then I noticed that there was a link to the Angry Atheist.
Yes, yeah. And it's another podcast I do.
Yeah, 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 right. Of course. And then it was like, well, that's kind of interesting that there's kind of a sharing of worlds here, a sharing of space between, this, you know, what is Satanism and what is atheism. And then here we have
we should make clear the Angry Atheist is just a play on what people call atheists. It's not actually an angry podcast.
Right. So you're just kind of, personifying like,
well, people always call atheists, they say we're angry at God and we're angry and that's why we don't like God.
Sure.
We're angry,
yeah,
and that's
right.
Where the title came from. I don't want to make it sound like I'm pissed off. God damn it.
No, oh yeah. Right.
And we
right,
weren't
yeah,
drawing
yeah.
from that aspect of it.
No,
the,
yeah,
the
we,
one
we
thing
were,
was
it wasn't
the fact that Satanism, there was some form of conflation or conflating with Satanism to atheism, and to Matt being a secular atheist, he was confused as to the marriage of those two things.
Right. So it wasn't the title so much as it was like, wait a minute, how is where, you know, coming from one individual, how are we proliferating Satanism on one side, but then simultaneously proliferating atheism on the other side?
So that's the trick, isn't it?
Yeah. I had a tough time kind of understanding, you know, it seems to me that, you know, they may be incompatible. And so that was the essence and kind of the push for episode.
I can see where that opinion would. Yeah, I can totally see where you come up with that opinion.
So we
especially
look,
with LeBayan Satanism being the main way that people come to Satanism because of the magic aspect, and because there's a lot of things that even though now they want to claim to be atheistic, traditionally it wasn't that way.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. I mean, and it's evolved. I mean, it's changed. I mean, whether Peter Gilmore or anybody else wants to admit it, it has changed. I mean, their position has changed from the original LeBayan Satanism has evolved. It has
absolutely
changed, and I think the internet's helped out a little bit. But it's definitely, I think any reasonable person could say that there's been a definite change in the polarity, the way they go.
Okay, fair. And Peter Gilmore, High Priest of the Church of Satan, the highest,
highest is
noticed we've noticed a shift in Satanism and from being a kind of leaving room for some forms of pantheism, theism, mm-hmm. in Satanism in the early 60s, 70s, maybe going to the 80s, but then there was a shift, and then Gilmore kind of took that shift after LaVey's death into like the staunch militant atheism, which doesn't.
That was when the internet came into play. If you watch when they changed the website and they came into finally embraced the internet, which took a long time. And I've done interviews with Peter Gilmore. I've talked to him before. And
have you really?
I had him on a podcast called, what's it called? Dread Radio. Dread Radio. I did a podcast with a guy who was a bit into the paranormal. So we had a little bit one side and the other. And we did an interview with Peter Gilmore. And it was very interesting to talk to him and then get his kind of take on it then. And that's just went before they changed the website. They recently changed the website to embrace the internet. And that's when the atheism came in. If anybody pays attention, that's when the atheism came into play.
Okay, so yeah. where does, in a very quick kind of brief summation of satanic temple atheism, I've read it, we understand it before, but for the audience, if you can summarize satanic temple atheism, and then I want you to maybe go into how, if your personal Satanism differs from that at all.
Okay, so, are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think humanism I don't want to say that that defines it, but it probably leans more toward humanism and tolerance, just the tolerance of people. And that's where my personal beliefs come into play. I've always been reluctant. Even when I did the interview with Peter Gilmore, I told him, you know, I relate to a lot of things that LeBayan Satanism preaches, but selfishness and the involvement in self and not caring about others,
which is pretty huge. I mean, the selfishness and the
huge. I can't even tell you how huge that was to keep me from becoming a Satanist up to that point. Because I read the Satanic Bible and I related to a lot of things. And to be honest, not to be cocky, but it didn't teach me anything. You know, there were some things that I related to, but there wasn't anything new that I got from it. I mean, I knew that we're animals. You know,
well, that's kind of the default reaction to the Satanic Bible. They say, "Oh, I was
a
Satanist.
A reason for that.
I was a Satanist this whole time." You know, they just said that's how I've been this whole time.
I didn't come up with that. I'm a Satanist the whole time. I came up with, I believe in a lot of the things you're saying, but the line, I have a line, and the line is, I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to destroy other people when they do things.
When they wrong you,
I want to work with those people. And then if they're going to be, I can cuss, right?
This isn't clean channel. This isn't clean channel.
Thanks for letting loose, Reap. That was satisfying. That was good.
Sorry, but that's just.
Yeah, no, of course. I was when I was first exposed to it, I was a bit.
I didn't get this nickname for nothing.
Yeah, yeah, Reap. That makes sense. Reap what you sow. So there was a so it's kind of like a progressive form of, you have kind of progressive stance on Satanism. Do you have any sources from which the Satanism comes from? But this is you're saying this is your personal view. Does this differ from the Satanic Temple's view?
I would say that I am comfortable with saying that all the tenets that the Satanic Temple has posted on their website, I believe in all of those wholeheartedly. There's okay. nothing there I disagree with.
Okay.
But as a caveat, I'll put there, I'm not necessarily going to always agree with everything they do. And that's one thing that Lucien Greaves or Doug Mesner, whatever you want to, I don't know what name he wants to go by now, because he's kind of mixing them up. But he's always said, we don't expect all the members of the Satanic Temple to stand behind everything we do. And that was the thing that was like very, very strong for me, because I've always been hesitant to join in any group whatsoever. And I've been involved on the internet with different types of groups, from paranormal to skeptic to, I mean, I've talked to Michael Shermer, and I've talked to the local psychology professor. I mean, I've had a large scope of people, Eugenie Scott, all these people I've talked to, and I've always been hesitant to join any one singular group, because I don't want to fall under a label and be wrongly labeled and people to tag me or to chain me to a certain belief just because I'm under that label.
So, that's fair, I mean. And that's
why I'm not a Democrat or Republican.
That makes perfect sense.
Even though most of the time they're wrong, they're not all wrong. You know.
So you've resisted being too much of a joiner kind of throughout your life and career,
which isn't atypical of Satanism,
which is a respectable and understandable position.
I can't think of another position that's reasonable.
And so the caveat of the Satanic Temple giving their members the leeway not to agree with everything that they do was very important to you, and that makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. And the tenets, if you read the tenets, you can see that they are very I don't want to say general, but they apply. They're not chaining you down to more specifics. They're very open, and no one's going to micromanage your beliefs there.
Got it.
So there's a wide variety of interpretations available based on the tenets.
Yeah,
so it's not like a totalitarian, stringent. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there is one strong belief. We don't believe in the supernatural.
Got it.
So
the lack of supernaturalism then.
That's a very strong, and that's one thing that helped me to feel like I would be comfortable joining with Satanic Temple, is the lack of belief in the supernatural. And I don't want to say that there's no such thing as a supernatural, because that'd be cocky and irresponsible for me to say.
Sure.
But
I say that kind of thing.
Yet. It's the same reason why I don't believe in God. I haven't seen proof of it yet. And I'm open and I'm willing. Same reason why I don't believe in ghosts. I'd love to know if there's something after we die. But
yeah. So
no one's shown me that yet.
So that's one of our main points coming over from just kind of breaking down Satanism, deconstructing in episode 2, is that mainline Satanism draws sometimes heavily on supernatural concepts or belief in the supernatural in some form, pantheism,
yes,
and things like that. So does the Satanic Temple and, by extension, yourself, do you move away from – is your Satanism kind of disassociated with LaVey? Where do you break off from LaVey is kind of where it's at. And in what way do you break off from LaVey?
That's a tricky question.
Yeah, I mean – well,
I have to do the disclaimer where my opinions do not necessarily represent the Satanic Temple, because I can't speak for them.
Sure.
I don't speak for them as a whole.
Sure, sure.
And for me to do that would, again, be irresponsible, and I'm not going to do that. I'm just speaking as a member.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, okay. Just
fair
so
enough.
Everyone knows.
Yeah,
I'll make sure the listeners. Yeah,
oh, yeah. Sure, that's okay.
I don't want to
repaid, and this is not the Satanic Temple.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Repaid
speaking.
And I've always said that on my podcast. It's whoever's speaking, they own that opinion. So there we go.
Right.
Okay.
Anyways, where are you asking me where it breaks from the LaVeyan version
from
of
the LaVeyan canon?
Well, yeah, because Reap, you're saying, I mean, there's a lot of things that you kind of agree with, but then there are some things like maybe the supernatural influences and things like that you disagree with. And so the Satanic Bible being what it is, I mean, how personally do you parse those tenets to make your version
from,
of Satanism? From
what LaVey had laid on the floor, yeah.
Right.
And then the need, and then once again, you know, and LaVey struggled with this as well, calling it Satanism, calling the term Satanism. So I think you may, taking off some of LaVey's tenets, you may also be faced with a similar challenge or a similar ideas is where, what of Satanism, at least, how much of LaVeyan's teachings go into you terming it Satanism, and where does, what drives that that labeling?
I think the strongest thing would be the sense of self, where you are your own power. A lot of people give credit to God for things that they need to take credit for. And I think that that's the strongest thing about LaVeyan Satanism, is you are, man is an animal.
Agreed. Yeah.
I can give that. I don't believe in the gluttonism and overdoing things. I think you do everything in moderation. So there we would differ. But we are an animal, and you should believe in yourself.
You are
the master of your own destiny. Whether anyone wants to know that or not, you decide what you're going to do. I mean, I don't want to get into free will, because that's a whole other subject
easy,
we'll talk about on another podcast.
Reef, oh.
I know. Yeah. I don't want to skip ahead.
Whoa.
But, you know, I have to mention that, because that's kind of part of my consideration. But
sure, but that's not necessarily exclusively satanic, though, is it?
I mean, no. that could be Ayn Rand. That could be Satanists of the 1800s.
As a secular atheist, I find that I agree completely.
Because you're kind of self-aggrandizing, not as a negative affirmation of that, but as a secular atheist.
Who else is going to aggrandize me?
Or me, for that matter. Yeah, I mean, if I don't have any praise for God, I mean, I'm the next best thing as a secular atheist. So I completely agree.
It's a normal progression if you think about it through. You know, if you're not going to give credit to God, who are you going to give credit to?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's the next step.
The flower that's growing outside.
Once,
or,
well,
or
you
the
have
rain,
you
or?
You become responsible for yourself is what happens. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
I think the skepticism that I have comes into play there too.
So,
if I wasn't a skeptic, I would give credit to maybe other things first.
So you mean that comes into play, the skepticism aspect of Satan also ties into your Satanism?
Your personal Satanism.
My Satanism, or my personal my belief that I am personally responsible for what I'm doing, and I have some type of control over how my life's going to go, what path my life's going to take.
So
how I'm going to deal with people.
In regards to Satanism, you feel that LaVey, his whole like self-worship, the idea of the God of the self, the divinity is in the self, that's one
very, very important.
That's
very
one
important
primary aspect that you adopt from the LaVeyan canon.
That would be the main part I think I would embrace.
So that's like A1 of Reap's LaVeyan satanic influence right there. That's like the pinnacle.
Well, that and the fact that we're animals. I mean, we are animals.
Undeniably. Yeah, I mean, biologically, we're...
Yeah.
there's no debate.
Is there?
With us here, sitting here, there's no debate. But
right.
There is a huge debate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right,
I mean, we're all like minds. We have to remember that we're all like minds. There's a lot of people that would totally take us separate from the animals. A lot of religious people who do not. You try to say we're like animals, and holy crap, they're pissed.
Well, whether they agree or disagree, the biology is right in front of them for everyone to see. So
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah, I mean, whether they accept it or not is one thing, but the truth is,
if it was that
is.
Easy, we wouldn't be fighting evolution in school still.
Well, moving on with that, we see that outside of LaVey, clearly, if you go to the left-hand path and you go to Michael Aquino and you go to the ONA and you go to all the other groups that are present in Satanism, it only gets more spiritual. I mean, you only get more in the left-hand path. You only get it's a spiritual discipline.
It kind of does lean that way, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to forms of militant atheism, that's only really somewhat in the later LaVeyan camp.
Militant atheism is such a tricky term. You know, it's so subjective.
Yeah. So it only gets more spiritual from there. Do you have? Is there anything you draw from historically? Is it the Romantic Satanists like Byron?
I love the literature, the French literature. Awesome. You guys, you've read *Revolt of the Angels*, right?
No,
I have not. No,
no.
You guys, you need Okay.
Or so Marriage of Heaven and Hell by
need to read The Revolt of the Angels, which is a story, and this is what the Satanic Temple comes from. This is the core, and actually, when it just gives me chills, literally chills, thinking about it, because it's such a great story. It's a really great story where the angels come back to Satan and they say, "We can win this time. Let's go back to war. Let's go back to war.
Wow.
And let's beat heaven. Let's beat God.
That sounds
we
great.
Can do it this time. We've got modern warfare."
So it's a step further than Paradise Lost, then.
Yeah, it's a step above. It's a step past. Now, I'm going to say above, but I'll say past.
Is this in the time of the kind of romantic Satanism in the 1800s, the late 1800s, by a lot of the authors that I mentioned?
A little bit romantic, yes.
Got it. Yeah.
A little bit romantic and a little worry with the romanticism, but the core of the story, if you'll bear with me, will be great.
You said this is kind of the core of the Satanic Temple.
Yes.
But clearly it's regarded as kind of hyperbole or as a mythology. It's not, you know, it's a story.
It's a fable just like the Bible's a fable.
Right. Okay.
But it's kind of it's a source of inspiration to the philosophical aspect of your Satanism.
If you want to call it that, yes, you can call it that.
Okay.
It's a story. Just like everything else that comes from the past is a story from the minds of man.
So what in your personal Satanism, I don't want to say the Satanic Temple Satanism because we're going to move from you.
Well, we differentiated too, but
got it,
I
got
relate
it.
To them, but yeah.
So in your form of Satanism, would you consider this kind of a... Would this kind of be a new form of Satanism? Because like I said, you have LaVey.
Absolutely new. Yes.
Okay, so absolutely new form. We're not even moving away from that.
I would say,
no question,
I think it's safe to say this is an evolution of LaVeyan Satanism. I think Doug would agree with me because we've talked about this before. I'm going to speak for him, but I think he would agree with me where we've taken LaVeyan Satanism and we've evolved it according to societal not understanding would be the best word, I think.
Got it.
Now, I want to – so – This almost seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'd like to wager on an analogy here, and say that
betting?
nothing significant really, but would you say that kind of where you and the Satanic Temple are going with Satanism is that analogous to kind of what Thomas Jefferson did with the Holy Bible? Is that kind
of... You know what? I would say we've taken the supernatural out of Satanism. I would agree with that.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. And I love the Thomas Jefferson writing the Bible without any supernatural aspects to it.
Personally, I love that too. I'm not going to call myself a Christian, but you know, I do think that murder is generally a bad thing to do and so on and so forth. And you know, having been programmed by the society around me, I am basically, you know, have these Christian things. But, you know, what I wouldn't do, or what I'm afraid, what I think might be not entirely correct to do, would be to take, you wouldn't take Thomas Jefferson's version of the Holy Bible, believe in it wholeheartedly, and still call yourself a Christian.
Oh, that's a good point.
Is that? I mean,
that almost lends to.
Well, there's so much time in between that. I mean, how can you really say that? I mean, even then, they were debated whether they were Christians or not back then.
Because
the whole deist definition.
That's what I was going to say. Deist or Gnostic Christian, where.
Yeah.
And some form of Gnostic Christians, they believe that taking the Bible and believing in it as a metaphor, at least I heard that explained to me, believing in it as a metaphor rather than literally, or a deist. So how do you kind of configure that with Satanism as well, kind of removing the supernaturalism and moving on? Do you feel like Satanism still fits into that definition?
I think that, well, I know that Doug has mentioned before that religions can exist without supernaturalism. You can have a religious belief and not have, you don't need the supernatural in it. I think that that's true.
Personally, I would disagree with that. Mm.
It depends on your definition of religion, though, I guess.
Well, right? There are some tricky... Okay. There are
all
some...
Right, let's go. Like,
are,
okay, I hear holding
you know,
his hands.
Yeah. No, we have to... I mean, we have to take a very scalpeled, nuanced approach here, because there, you know, if you pick up a dictionary and you look at the word religious, let's say, you'll see some... There are some definitions for religious which say some things like, well, you can be religious, you know, to be religious can merely mean that you take something very seriously and that you do it on a
that would be a definition I would embrace a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, but I think that for our intents and purposes here, it's kind of a vacuous way to define what religion is, because it's not really, you know, we're not talking about how I wash my hands religiously after using the restroom.
Yeah, no, we're not.
We're not talking, that's not the kind of religion.
So calling secular humanism a religion, we understand why.
Right. I mean, if we can, based on that definition, we can call secular atheism or secular humanism a religion.
And feminism a religion.
Well, but I think that's a confusing way to use the word. I don't think that's... What we
There's
really
a lot of words that are confusing though, because the definitions haven't caught up yet. I mean, I understand we need to all use the same definitions for words in order to have a conversation.
Of course,
you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think that the definitions are so widespread; it's very tricky, and we probably don't even have time here to go into that part of it. You know what I mean? Where you can split hairs with definitions all you want, and you can get 1,000 or 100 definitions for religion. But I think that it's very tricky.
But we can at least say, at least from Matt and to an extension my own opinion, that calling something like secular humanism or secular atheism a religion is almost
it's almost
a contradiction in terms.
It takes the wind.
You know what, to most people, yes, it is, but definitions change, and maybe we need to change that definition, and that's why I said it's a whole nother conversation to talk about.
I'm kind of with you on that as well, but okay, we can we agree that requires some more disambiguation for sure. We can move on from that. So, Reap, how about you? Kind of go into Revolt of the Angels a little bit more, and how that kind of not how much of it ties into Satanism philosophically. But what of the story kind of stands out to you the most, and what do you kind of pull from that?
That's so great. It's a great story. And if anybody hasn't read it, they have to read The Revolt of the Angels, because I'll start again, where the angels come back to Satan. This is after he's lost and been cast down. And they come to him and they say, we can win this time. Let's go back to war with heaven. We can win this time. We have advanced warfare. Heaven doesn't have that. We can win. And so Satan or Lucifer says, okay, you know, and they're all coming to him as a group, and he's saying, okay, you know, let me consider it. So he goes to sleep and he dreams. And he dreams about them going to war, and they actually win the war. And Lucifer becomes God, and he becomes the one thing he hates. And at the end of the dream, he wakes up in a cold sweat, and he says, you know what? He goes to the angels and he says, I know you guys want to go back to war, but we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it because I don't want to become what I hate. What we're going to be is we're going to be the adversary. We're going to be the opposing force. We're going to be the thing that stands up and fights against what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to take over the world. Mm. What we want to do is we want to fight for what we think is right. And that's the strength of that story. Is I can't even tell you how much I'm in for that.
It's kind of like what Alan Watts says, and also in our intro, that soundbite from Alan Watts, he says Satan doesn't hate humanity or hate humankind. He's kind of sees the bad things and carries out the dirty work.
And we're not interested. This is a very important aspect of it, is no one is interested in making the world about Satan. No one wants to become, we don't want to convert everyone on the, I don't want everyone in the world to become a Satanist. What I want them to do is care about their fellow man. What I want them to do is have tolerance and not be biased against people because of the way they were born.
I see.
That's what I want.
So it's kind
of
progressive.
What I want for this planet is I want them not to be biased against things that people have no control over. It's not right. It's not fair. And as long as I'm breathing, I will fight for people who deserve the right because of how they were born to be tolerated and to be considered equal.
Fuck yeah, man. Yeah, I can totally, yeah, dude. You know, I'm totally behind really, that. I'm totally behind that.
That is the core of my belief right there. That is the core, and I can't even emphasize that enough. It's the core of what I believe in. That's why I'm doing what I do. That's why I've done the podcast for 8 years. That's why I get drunk and yell and scream at people. And that's why when people fuck with me and they want to be dicks, they get a mouthful of war from me. That's right. Why.
Right on. We
noble cause. I stand by it.
That's absolutely. That, you know what? That's the core of it, bro. That's the cover. That's the core of it, and that's where everything that I'm saying comes from. I've got a son that's disabled. I've got a daughter who is able-bodied and can go out and fight the world and do her thing. And I've raised her to be an independent woman who does not take any fucking shit from any man or anybody else who wants to try and put her down.
Got it. And you think? And you think that ferocity, that kind of.
Is necessary.
That self-worship, that kind of drive necessary. Towards doing these things, do you think that's an important aspect and ties into your Satanism as well?
It's necessary. It's you've got to have it, and I wish that I could instill it in more people because I think that a lot of people sell themselves short because they don't have that ferocity.
Sure.
They don't stand up for themselves, sure. And they should.
And do you think that fire is what's central to – does that tie into your, dare
it's
I say –
part of my
– part of your Satanism.
Very much
religious.
So. That's why I've taken Satan as he's the adversary. He's
got
the one that fights against all this bullshit, and he's going to be
I'm
the
with
guy
you.
Who's
I'm with you on that. Okay,
yeah.
Definitely. So kind of coming back a little bit, kind of drumming back to a discussion we had a bit ago. What is your kind of sum up and perception of LaVeyan Satanism as a whole? And I know you mentioned your Satanism being an evolution of it.
You know, Shay, actually, if I can be rude for just a moment, I'd like to kind of maybe modify your question a little bit. And just, you know, so I think, Reap, we understand what we understand the importance of individuality and the significance of the self that you take away from LaVeyan Satanism. I wonder, I'd like to maybe have you share a little bit more of what, you know, what kind of common ground you do have with LaVeyan Satanism, aside from just the importance of the self.
I would think if I was to pick other things other than what we've talked about already, would be showmanship. I think it's important to shock people. It's important to put it in their face and to say things that shock people, because otherwise people don't pay attention to you. And that's the way – it's just human nature, you know. Unless things shock you – you don't pay attention to them a lot of times. So that's a lot of times I'll say things purely to shock people and get them to pay that fuck attention for once.
Right.
Because,
you know?
Yeah.
So here's,
wake them up and go, hey, you know what? That offends me, or that doesn't offend me, or I believe in that, or I don't. Just jab them in the ass with a fucking cattle prod.
Sure.
Because if you don't, the voting system.
You've got to burn. You've got to burn.
People get.
You've got to burn their little red.
Got to burn that image into their fucking memory.
Otherwise, they don't get it.
Yeah. If it takes for me to become the villain, I don't give a shit. Because in the scope of things, I am a minute nothing.
Right.
But so if I'm the one little firefly that gets in your fucking ear and you don't like that buzz, I'm glad. I'm done my work.
So even LaVey admitted that a bit of social shock is necessary.
That's the beauty of what he's done. And that's another thing I would say is that the theatrics are awesome. And he was a carnival worker. He knew how to work that. He knew that theatrics were important. Visuals are important to people. I mean, look at a study on porn. It's important. Visuals are important to people as humans.
We
visualize.
Of our five senses, or arguably however many.
Very, very strong.
Give us however many senses you like, but we have five that we know for sure, tangible.
Some would argue
exactly
far
but,
much
but,
more.
But our sense, our
but
sense,
the important one.
We have more
you've
brain.
You've got to either make people so that they hear something they don't like, they see something they don't like, they feel something they don't like. I mean, those are the three important ones, I think.
Yeah, and well, anyway.
You can add to that if you want.
Yeah. So here's, and correct me if I'm wrong, Reap, but here's kind of what I'm concerned with at this point. And this is, we did kind of talk about this a bit in episode 2.
Sure.
I can address your concerns.
Okay, fantastic.
We feel safe. We feel safe in your arms, then.
I trust your capable hands. Again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm a little concerned that maybe Satanism is being used as a flashy vehicle for the proliferation of atheism.
Do you think so?
What does that fulfill? Like, what purpose does that exactly fulfill?
You disagree right on the face of that.
Because atheism, define atheism. We were talking about definition. Define atheism. I don't believe in God. There's no proof of God.
You don't have a belief in a God.
Way past that.
But you said you also deny supernaturalism as well, though.
Exactly.
Right. So I think
we need to live in a world we live in every day and we depend on.
So you're effectively a secular atheist, but yet you're also a Satanist. And so I just wonder,
by your own definition, that's kind of a dramatic way to approach.
Kind of where I'm coming from, I personally don't see
what's
the wrong
with drama. All live on drama. Drama is important to all of us. If there wasn't drama, our lives would be droll and meaningless. Look at TV. Drama is what brings people to the table. Drama is important. You can't undersell drama.
So that's what I mean by using Satanism as a vehicle to proliferate.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, right. It's not only a vehicle.
I mean, it's not only a vehicle. We are the adversaries against people.
I mean,
there's not something fundamentally wrong.
I think we're living in a world where when you say atheism, it used to perk up a lot of ears.
Are we talking about atheism or Satanism?
Well, we're actually talking about both, because I feel like
in the scope of this conversation,
you know, and again, correct. Yeah. I want to put all the caveats out there. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, go ahead.
But it seems like. It seems like there's a conflation of Satanism with atheism lately.
How do you define Satanism, though? Define the word first, and then we can talk more.
It's lack of a belief in God or gods, but we're talking about...
Satanism. How do you define Satanism?
Satanism.
Define Satanism. Define your definition of Satanism.
Well, we based it on... after we look at it, it's kind of some of the tenets of LaVey come forth, because that is the mainline understanding, and that is what has influenced the majority of people who identify as Satanists, has been
a lot of
LaVey's writings.
What is your definition of Satanism?
Right. So we accept.
I don't.
We well. I mean, this was basically the top.
It's a belief in some supernaturalism. There's some belief somewhere in the religion. There's a belief in the self. There's self-aggrandizement. There's some teachings of.
We agree on those.
Ayn Rand.
We agree on those points, right?
Right. That's the easy stuff. Okay.
So we
take the Satanic Bible and LaVey and Satanism to be kind of the foundation for what it means to be a Satanist.
Let me stop you right there. The problem with the Bible is it changed you to a set of beliefs that are never evolving. If you want to chain yourself to a book of words, you've got a problem.
In my opinion, that's a problem because
we need to evolve. We need to evolve from, like, the Bible. It's a book of beliefs that people evolved from, and they've taken it and twisted it like motherfuckers through centuries.
Right.
But there's a set of beliefs there, and it's very complicated because they've taken it and said slavery wasn't endorsed by the Bible. Homosexuality, holy shit. Wait a minute. Societal opinions have changed, so now we're going to change our opinion.
Reap, that's very pertinent. That's very poignant.
Yeah,
that's
very
a poignant.
Absolutely.
That's a poignant point. And actually what I would say is, yes, Catholicism and Christianity are incompatible with homosexuality. So what I'm saying is, You can't be a Christian who says I endorse homosexuality. That's incompatible. You don't get to rewrite the Holy Bible based on your personal belief.
Any words that you have changed
yourself. You don't get to just rewrite the Holy Book to make it what you want it to be. It is what it is. So whatever book you have said,
this represents my belief system.
Or maybe it doesn't represent,
and if it doesn't, then you're not what the book is.
I don't believe in that.
That's not your belief system.
Exactly. So I more or less agree with that.
However,
you can either bring the Satanic Bible in and say we believe in this, or you can say we don't believe in this. You can't do both.
Well,
that's kind of what I'm saying.
This is the only thing. I don't know if I 100% submit myself to that idea that if you move from the book, then you're no longer that. I believe there is room for evolution. I do believe there's room for evolution.
The book defines your belief system, though.
That's right.
I do believe we should leave room for evolution of a belief system. That's it.
Then the book should say so.
Yeah,
How does that fit into? I mean, if you're moving in the
problem, not mine. No, I'm not changing myself to a book. If you want to believe in the Satanic Bible, that's your problem. If you want to say that it allows for evolution, then you can do that. But your book needs to show where it allows for that.
But if you move away from the Satanic Bible, if you move away from the Satanic Bible, then where is the Satanism coming from?
It's Satanism evolved. We can define. And we can
from
we
what's
can,
the sources right, beside Attila Vey, what's the sources?
Satanism all we want. We can bring Tom Respotnik in, and he can define it too.
Right. So that's exactly why we need to avoid subjective definitions for Satanism or for Christianity
evolved definitions, because the dictionary, we can't let the dictionary define every fucking thing. I mean, we can use it, and in a conversation, we can say we need to decide what the definitions of these words are going to be, or we can't have an intelligent conversation about
it. So how do we determine
We have to leave room for the evolution of Satanism. Does not have to stay in one place.
Satanism, any religion
that I know of, has a huge variety, we can all agree, of beliefs.
Right.
Types of beliefs of Satanism. There's types of Satanism that are a wide variety. Everything from Satan sits here by my left fucking side and helps me to tell this guy that did me wrong to destroy him, and I'm going to burn these candles and it's going to help me destroy him, to a literary construct that is going to represent me, where I make sure that everyone's treated fairly and not judged on the way they're born.
No, you're exactly right, and we're sensitive to that fact, and that was precisely the motivation for our episode 2, which is we felt like, you know, Reap, if let's just say, you know, I'm not, but let's say I walk up to you, I meet you, you know, and through our conversation of introduction and all that stuff, I say, hey, you know, by the way, I'm a Satanist.
I would hug you so tight.
Oh, I know. Oh, you
there
too.
Would be all love.
You too, sweetness. You too.
There would be all love.
But and I say to you, at some point along the line, I say to you, hey, Reap, you know, I'm a Satanist. You effectively don't. That doesn't tell you much about me. You don't know.
No, it doesn't.
You don't know if I.
It's like if you said I'm an atheist, it wouldn't tell me much about you, actually.
Actually,
no, that's true.
Well,
too.
But no. Okay, good example. But the difference is, atheism is a very simple concept. It's not
very
rich.
Very simple. Yes.
It's not rich and complex.
No.
It's not rich and complex. It's not rich and complex like some versions of Satanism are.
Which carry a whole
So it's not quite the same thing. I mean,
It carries a whole spectrum of beliefs, both political and religious.
If I tell you I'm an atheist, it's actually very clear, as long as you understand what the term means, it's very clear to you that all that means is I don't believe in a god or gods.
There are certain things I could say to you I know you would agree with, and other things that I would be totally – I don't fucking know.
No.
Politics, we don't know.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. But you know, social aspects,
we wouldn't know. There's so many things. Atheism, like you said, is very, very simple and very, very
I can be an atheist and still pray to the earth.
You can almost believe in forces and entities almost.
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So we all agree on that.
So – But with Satanism, it's you know, you're all over the place. You know, you've got theistic Satanists.
I've had a conversation with people who have a Baphomet figure on the back of their jacket and sat down and talked with them, and they don't believe in Satanism the same way I do. And I talked to them about my type of Satanism and their type of Satanism. Well, we don't agree on all aspects, but there's always, if they're a reasonable person, there's things we can agree with. Just like if you were anything else, you find that – and my – A strong belief I have is you find the commonalities with people before you decide to find the things that are different with people.
Because
the commonalities are more likely to be able to find like ground and have them consider your opinions.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's all well and good, but you know, so
what do you mean it's all well and good? That's the strength of having a conversation with another person.
No. Fundamentally, we can say that is a successful way to move forward. We're just trying
to
kind of
extremely successful way to move forward. Trust me.
Sure. Maybe you gotta find the common ground. But we're trying to disambiguate the labels. We're just trying to disambiguate the labels and what they mean.
That's right. So we
yeah, but label yeah when you try to put Satanism as a label, it's very, very difficult to do because of the different people. I mean,
but we don't want to get to the point with Satanism where you can say Satanism means being vegetarian, Satanism means being a feminist.
You guys are trying to nail Satanism down, and you can't.
Well,
it's not quite the case. We're just trying to make sure. We're just trying to figure out if Satanism, if someone could just say Satanism is exactly like Christianity. Satanism means believing in Yahweh, and then it means you're a Satanist anyway. It doesn't matter what you say about Satanism. It can, you can call yourself a Satanist no matter what.
Yeah, you can. You can.
So then
you can, actually. You can call yourself a vegetarian, yeah, and you have to eat vegetables, but you can call yourself a Satanist and have a wide array of belief systems.
And that, like, so that, apparently that doesn't present a problem to you.
That's
not
okay.
It's not a problem to me, because we need to find the commonalities.
But we also don't want to make
so
the
anybody
terms.
Can call
we
themselves
also, we
a
also,
Christian. Anyone can call themselves a Satanist, then.
Right. I mean, we also you can.
And who doesn't call? How many Christians you know call themselves Christians and don't adhere to Christian beliefs?
But that does, that doesn't
you're the true Christian.
That doesn't
actually closer to any large group that can call themselves Christians, adhere to that Bible, and you know what? You're all going to hell.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
I appreciate, you know,
177 what is there, 177,000 of you going to heaven,
like 144, I think.
That's right. Yeah.
Are being raptured in the
and they all drank the Kool-Aid.
144,000, I'm sorry.
They all drank the Kool-Aid.
My bad.
Now,
I haven't read the Bible in a long time.
Reap,
so.
Now, two wrongs don't make a right, of course. So the fact that the Christians don't have their shit together doesn't mean that it's okay. Doesn't mean that it's okay for Satanists.
Yeah, go ahead with that.
I mean, just because Christians don't have their story straight doesn't mean it's okay for other groups to be just
sure.
as ambiguous, right?
Sure.
I mean,
because a secular humanist can't believe in God and call himself a secular humanist. A secular atheist can't believe in a God and call himself a secular atheist.
We need to have words that have meaningful definitions. We can't have words that don't mean anything, right?
Just like the term of religion needs to carry around a somewhat reliable definition.
It means something supernatural. If you're a religious person, if you're a spiritual person, it means something supernatural.
So Satanism, we want to be able to uphold a certain definition to that word.
When somebody says the word Satanism, I'm a Satanist, we want that to have some sort of congealing meaning. We want it to have some sort of agreeable, you know, we don't want it to just be this gray wash, you know, where it doesn't mean anything. That's a disservice to Satanism. We want it to be a meaningful word. We don't, because like currently, we want
Satanism to mean something. That's where the fight is. I'm not saying there's not a fight between about the definition. I mean, that's where the Satanic Temple comes in. This is our version. Does this fit well with you or not?
So
if it does, we'll
sure.
go with it. But so, Satanism doesn't have to mean a certain thing.
So you're okay.
No,
you're,
I think it should. I think it should. I mean, just like Christianity.
Absolutely.
Just like Christianity.
No, it should, but.
Just like Christianity means a certain
North Pole,
thing.
And you
North
can't
Pole
be. You
is
can't,
not North Pole anymore. It's going to change polarities in the earth.
No,
okay?
We get that.
Mean,
but you can't be a secular.
Got some places in between that it's going to fucking hit and miss.
Yeah, but if you're a secular atheist, you can't.
We need to work it out and decide what rings true with people.
Sure, sure. But if you call yourself a secular atheist and you believe in a God, or you call yourself a secular humanist and you believe in God, you're no longer a secular atheist. You're no longer a secular humanist.
Okay.
So there's
some ideas.
You're talking about a very, very, very limited definition there, though. You guys admitted that already, right?
No. A secular atheist is a very specific definition.
Well, what? You're talking about atheism is a very, very specific definition for atheism, right? Very simple.
Okay. So
it's very limited.
Let's start with atheism.
Okay, so
let's start. Let's start with atheism. Wait. Atheism is merely the disbelief in a God or gods.
That's
you
it.
Now,
that's
now,
it. That's,
now,
that's
now,
that's
when people
definition.
When people say atheism, they often conflate it with the colloquial understanding of atheism, which is secular atheism,
which is not the case,
right? So atheism isn't atheism is not necessarily secular.
Can intervene here for a second. If we're going to talk about the definition of atheism, is the definite belief there is no God, and you do not consider whether there could be a God, which actually we're all agnostic, right?
Reasonable people are agnostic. No, the only reasonable, rational position to have is to be agnostic.
In my opinion, reasonable people are agnostic.
No, that's
most.
No.
Most atheists are agnostic by definition.
I'm sorry, Reap, you're right. The only logical thing to be is an agnostic. Yes, that's correct. So Gnosticism is a statement of knowledge, whereas theism is a statement of belief.
I disagree. It's not that I disagree with that. I'm going to kind of force to disagree with that because I have had, you know, like I said, I've experienced things that are outside physical definition, and it's logical for me to maintain belief in them.
Can't trust your brain.
That's a subjective experience.
It's subjective experience, sure.
And we can't extrapolate.
So it's Gnostic. So I'm not going to
dealing with the paranormal in the past. You cannot trust your brain, and that's one of the things that's very difficult for me to get past, but I've worked so that I can at least have a functional
I want to try to trust my intuition.
That.
I want to try to trust my
brain.
I want to try to trust my intuition.
People's issues people have with their brains and different types of natural conditions people can have with their brains where they can't – you cannot understand the reality of the world. People think that a cup, they're pouring a cup, and they think it's still pouring and it's not full yet, but it's overflowing in front of them, but they don't know it.
No, I get you on
that. Yeah,
I hate to subjective, and let's put – that's another topic.
I was going to say I hate to interject here, guys, but we're kind of tangenting.
Yeah, well, I don't mean – it's important right. for people to understand if you need to look into your brain and how it works.
Okay. So –
before you can expect people to embrace what is a subjective definition of reality.
Okay, so we have atheism. We kind of define that. We have secular atheism would be denying all supernaturalism.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, technically you can still be an atheist, of course, and still be a spiritual
and
kind of person.
And Satanism, there is some belief in supernaturalism unless you completely diversify yourself from LaVey and everything that comes from LaVey.
And you know what? LaVey does not define Satanism. We have to understand that. Satanism comes way behind.
I think that's a poignant point. I mean, so if not LaVey and the Satanic Bible, then what?
Even though Peter Gilmore would have us believe otherwise.
Well, this is what we could ask about Gilmore, because the only time when Satanism has become the staunch atheism, what I call staunch or militant or whatever secular atheism. That advancement or evolution came with Gilmore. So is your Satanism an advancement or an evolution of Gilmorian Satanism? Because that's the only time Satanism has become secular.
And I would say that Peter Gilmore, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, is he's out for himself and trying to make money for the Satanic Church. That's all there is to it. I don't see any other reason between the time that I had an interview with him and the way his position now, the way he dismissed all satanic organizations until the Satanic Temple came around and actually started to do some active work that was progressive. And I think,
Then he started to speak up.
And that, I think, is all telling about Peter Gilmore. Peter Gilmore, to be honest, can kiss my fucking ass. No, fuck him, really. He's meaningless. He's harmful. What he's done is taken an organization that could be progressive and wasted it. Wasted it because of his own greed and because he wants his own version of Satanism to be – every time he says Anton LaVey defines Satanism, I think Anton LaVey is spinning around like a goddamn Wheel of Fortune wheel in his grave.
Because
it's wrong. It's just wrong. It's wrong. And Peter Gilmore, in my opinion, he won't take phone calls. He doesn't do any debates with anybody. And if you can't debate your belief system, it's weak.
That can be, I mean, that was the same argument.
Uncomfortable silence came over the crowd.
No. It's just figuring out how to go from there.
I'm just saying,
my
opinion.
But what we're pointing out is the secular atheism part, we're talking about Satanism. We're talking about the left-hand path. We're talking about where Satanism has moved.
Let's leave Peter Gilmore out of the conversation.
No, we can keep him in.
All three of us are way past anything Peter Gilmore could offer for Satanism.
Maybe that's your answer to it. But we're saying.
No, you know what? To be honest, that is a truthful opinion, and I think anyone who's reasonable could come to that conclusion. Study what Peter Gilmore has said over the past 6 months, and study what you guys, the work you've done, the work I've done, the work the Satanic Temple has done, and see, balance one against the other, and see what you get.
We get the impression that, for the most part, the Satanic Temple and, from your view, your Satanism is completely independent of Peter Gilmore. The only thing we're saying
is grown to that point where I can say that the Satanic Temple, you can see them cutting their ties from old style, non progressive, self interested Satanism. Yes,
but what I was saying is that if you take LaVey and you take the whole of the left hand path, it's only more spiritual. The only time it becomes more atheistic is with Peter Gilmore. That's really it. And then
that's because Peter Gilmore feels like he needed to make to keep
and then the Satanic Temple. And the Satanic Temple took it a bit further.
Took it a step above. And you know what? Activism. We're active. The Church of Satan wants to claim that we're all in for gay marriage. We've always been in for gay marriage. What have you done for gay marriage? What have you done to help people, to gay people, so they can actually, people who love each other can marry each other? Nothing.
Again, you know,
did a fucking thing on what, 6-6-2000s?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Peter Gilmore. Yeah. Really. Because that was all media bullshit. Suck it. Take that quote.
Right. Yeah. You know, and again,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to get.
Sure. It sounds like you're vehemently opposed to Peter Gilmore and the Church of Satan.
The Church of Satan could have done a lot of fucking good work, and they missed the boat. And that's because of his selfishness and because of being too chicken shit to get in there and fight like the Satanic Temple's doing. Like Doug has put himself in harm's way. He's got a goddamn vest he's got to wear when he goes out.
Yeah.
Myself.
All great stuff.
Wait, I mean, if people don't like what I'm doing, I've had people threaten to put fucking bombs on my fucking porch.
No, I fucking get it. The work putting in, the putting work.
Peter Gilmore's the chicken shit pussy.
No, it's just the way they choose to run their organization, and I don't.
They can run it however they want, but they can't say that I can't criticize them for it or say, hey, you know what? This is what's wrong with what you're saying.
The only thing I take issue with is ownership on Satanism, and I don't know if any one group can take absolute ownership. That's where I come from.
Tom Respotnick saying he is the leader of theistic Satanism is the same as Peter Gilmore saying that Anton LaVey defines Satanism.
Word.
Same
absolutely.
Fucking thing.
Absolutely.
There's no difference.
Yeah, very similar.
There's really no difference. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's no difference, and from the perspective of the public, there's no difference.
Just to touch back on, you're talking about gay marriage and the right for gay people to marry and all that stuff and to love each other. Yeah. Well, certainly I don't disagree. I am as much of a political leftist and progressive.
I've gotten that from you totally. Yeah.
Right. So, but that's not satanic necessarily, right? So, I mean,
that's not your version of Satanism.
All I'm saying here's what I'm trying to like parse some terms here because
so basically
I agree with your leftism and I agree with your progressivism
on a personal level.
Yeah, and like you know, and that's great. I agree with that. But
you don't
need to be a Satanist in order to fight for gay rights or
you absolutely don't. I would agree with that.
Okay, so I guess what I'm curious about is
I picked up the mantle that was offered by the Satanic Temple. The way they saw Satan as the adversary. We are the adversary. We fight against.
I mean, what is it? What does it mean? When you call yourself a Satanist, what does that mean?
Yeah. I would say I'm the adversary. I'm the one that fights.
What do you mean, adversary?
Right.
Adversary? Adversary?
I mean,
to who? Adversary to the adversary? Adversary to the adversary to the fucking patriarch? I mean, like
by it and. What?
Adversary to what?
Adversary how?
What are you adversing?
To the construct,
all,
to the,
you know
to
it's
the
all,
culture?
It's all according to what's going on in my own morals, my own morals.
Your own morals. We're getting
my
back into
morals.
we're getting back into subjectivism.
That sounds existential.
You guys what I believe in. I mean, I believe in. You
but
don't
how
be
is it? How is it? No,
born.
No. How is it satanic though?
How is it satanic?
Yeah.
What? I'm an adversary against religion, against the preaching, against these.
But Satanism
is identified as a religion.
Satanism is a religion.
Every fucking day, even in California, every
hold on, hold on a moment. Hold on a moment.
Against stem cell research. People fighting against stem cell research.
I don't. I also don't agree with fighting against stem cell research, but I am not a Satanist.
But Satanism is a religion. Self-identified religion. By both LaVey standards and by your own.
Yes, it is a religion without the supernaturalism.
I don't think that you can have a religion
without
supernaturalism.
You complained about
your opinion.
Sure,
you're more than welcome don't put it on me. Don't pin it on me.
But you're complaining about the moral aspects. You're talking about stem cell research and things like that.
Yeah.
So you don't argue with supernaturalism. You just say we're a religion, but that religion's different because they have different morals.
I argue against supernaturalism. I don't believe that I can take a candle, fucking put them in a circle around me and have any influence on anything outside of my world. I mean, I inside my mind, maybe I think those candles helped me to win the lottery ticket that I won $50 on after I did it.
So, Reap, I'm not
even joking. That's really the way it affects some people. They think it actually has an influence on the outside world, and it doesn't. And if it does, prove it to me, and then I'll believe you.
Reap, hold on a moment.
There's no burden to prove.
Reap, I'm on your side. I'm a materialist and a secular atheist. I'm on your side. I don't believe that stuff either. My issue is with how, you know, it seems to me, at least from my...
I do.
From my humble...
I just got to say, I kind of think, of course. I believe magic and occults. I believe from my personal experience
and testing
it.
You're more than welcome to do that.
I'm not going to push that on anyone else. That's not your reality.
You know what? And that's the strength in
your
belief.
That's not your reality.
Don't push it onto
others. Occult science is a testable thing on a subjective personal experience.
So
I feel like we all...
I can't disagree with that whatsoever.
We all understand each other's beliefs now, I think. So my question to you, Reap, is, you know, what source or foundation, how are you coming up with this version of Satanism, which is completely devoid from supernaturalism?
And most of LaVey's teachings, both political and otherwise.
Because the question...
You guys watch football, right?
No,
Satan is the mascot. He's the one... He's a flag to fly. He represents a lot of things that I believe in. He was an adversary. He fought against what he thought was wrong.
I'm sorry. Satan represents a lot of the things that you believe in.
Yes, like fighting what's against wrong.
Fighting what's against wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And why do you keep repeating what I'm fucking saying?
Because that's not, because it just, that's not, like, these are not exclusively satanic.
Am I coming through clear here?
You are absolutely coming through.
These are not exclusively satanic principles.
You're drawing from the adversary concept. You're drawing a lot of things and progressive ideals, which have no background other than this. It's a new form of Satanism that you're creating, both politically and religiously and spiritually. The fact that it's lack of supernaturalism, the fact that it's politically progressive, this is disavowing the majority of Satanism has to do it both historically with LaVey and after LaVey.
Your opinion of majority. And it, like I said,
no,
Anton
actually.
LaVey. Belief doesn't come into play with me.
James R. Lewis,
James R. Lewis did a serious sociological study on this.
I don't care what study he did, really.
You don't care.
Belief
and we're
system.
Looking at
you
we're looking at
you
70.
Can't tell me that I can't personally believe in something.
I'm sorry, Reap, but you're running away from objectivism and towards subjectivism.
Really?
Yeah. When you say that you don't care what the studies and the numbers are and the statistics are.
No, it's not.
And
that
you
I don't
just
want to
believe what
those
you just want
to. No. I don't want to say I don't care about the studies. I'll take that back.
I
just worded myself. I do care about the studies. If they have reasonable conclusions, then I'll consider those, and those will come into my belief system, or I will discard them accordingly.
And the reasonable conclusion is that...
No, let me take that back even, because people's opinions don't define what's true and what's not. I mean,
if you do a study
of Jesus, I don't really give a shit how many people believe in Jesus.
But
there's serious proof that Jesus didn't ever existed.
Absolutely. We're all in agreement on that. But if you do a study and you look at Satanists, a group of Satanists from all different paths, and you find out that, you know, something like 80 to 90% of them were influenced by LaVey, and that's how their exposure to LaVey and Satanism.
You know what? That's interesting. Very interesting fact, and I think that's...
And they believe in magic. 80% of Satanists believe in magic. 80%. Something like 70 to 80% believe in magic.
I don't care how many people believe in magic. Doesn't make it true. I would consider that and go, oh, well, why do they believe in magic? Let's look into that. What proof do they have? I would consider that, just like I said. I would find it very interesting. But in my opinion, I live in a real world in reality. And I deal with the real world on the way that it's presented to me and the way that it's actually kept me alive all these 45 years. And I can't help but do that.
But we're just
saying.
That's
what I'm going to base my beliefs on.
Okay.
I don't mind. I mean, that sounds.
Don't mind that at all.
I cannot imagine living in another way than that. And I can't imagine why other people can't do the same.
Well, let's not digress. Of course, there's a myriad of reasons why. Of course, there's a myriad of from psychosis to disability to you name it.
We can go into that if you want
to.
I can talk about that, too. I know about that, too.
I'm not.
We're all familiar with those things.
We'll do that on podcast number four, maybe.
you had a fast statement there, and I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page.
But we're saying if the majority of Satanists have been influenced by LaVey and they believe in magic, it's just fair to say that if you don't, and you don't follow most of LaVey's teachings, then you are moving substantially and considerably away from what most who identify with Satanism believe in.
No, from Anton LaVey's version of Satanism. Yes, I've told you that in the beginning of the podcast. It is evolved from that.
Most Satanists are not secular. Most Satanists are not secular.
I don't care what most Satanists are. I really don't care. This is what I've embraced. This is what I believe in, and I think that it's a worthy cause. I think that I have
absolutely. I can call myself a worthy cause. It's a fantastic fucking cause.
I think it's a worthy cause. I think that
it's human. As humans, we really have no fucking other choice if we're going to go anywhere.
Okay, again, Reap, I'm all in favor of progressive ideas.
But
I'm all in favor of progressive
completely
ideas.
Completely fucking
I'm all in favor
of a lot of the things the Satanic Temple is doing.
You guys have all, okay,
my
I
problem,
that.
My issue is with the label of Satanism. How is your personal version justifiably called Satanism?
How is it not to you?
It's not to me because...
how is it not?
Right, yeah. So I accept the Satanic Bible and LaVey as the founder.
That's the problem right there. That's where we have a serious split there. Because I'm not going to embrace any Bible. I'm not going to embrace any word that doesn't evolve. And if you want to embrace the Bible, you're not embracing words that can evolve.
So what do you embrace, Reap, as the foundation of Satanism?
Haven't I made this clear already? Have we talked about this
already? We talked about the revolt of the angels.
Yeah,
the revolt of the angels.
And otherwise,
I've talked about aspects of the Satanic Bible that I believe in. I'm not. Anton LaVey didn't sell me. Wasn't going to sell me.
I'm sorry.
Because I don't believe in the selfishness that's involved. If you believe in the Satanic Bible, you're a selfish son of a bitch.
So, in other words,
offense, but
so
that's the bottom line.
It seems like you're cherry picking.
No, I'm not cherry picking. I'm picking one strong aspect of Anton LaVey's version of Satanism,
but
and saying
there's so much
very,
more.
Very selfish.
Yeah,
you're out for yourself.
Well, right.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys. So what I'm hearing is basically, you have a subjective definition for Satanism.
Sure.
And there's really no historical.
I don't want to say it's subjective. It's an evolution.
It's a new form of Satanism,
taken,
not based on LaVey's writings.
Parts of that.
It's
how many different types of Christianity are there?
Tons.
Dozens.
So your Satanism is a new form of Satanism not based on LaVey's writings. That's fair to say.
Other types of Christianity are all wrong, and they shouldn't have done that. They're not really Christians.
No, I mean, here's the thing, Reap. I mean, so the Latin...
Can they call them... No. Don't over... No. Can they call themselves Christians or not?
Okay. Yeah, good question.
That's a fair statement.
So, the Latter-day Saints are an offshoot. So you have all these Christian offshoots.
They've added
right?
a whole new Bible.
Catholicism, you know, Latter-day Saints.
They said different ones.
Right.
Sure.
You name it.
Yeah.
So, right. I mean, are they Christians? Well, yeah, they're Christians.
It's a new form of Satanism, not based on LaVey's writings, at least in whole.
The Satanic Bible. We do not embrace the Satanic Bible. I can't embrace the Satanic Bible and say I'm comfortable with it because of the selfishness, mainly.
The traditionally libertarian or conservative views.
Overdo everything, because that's not the way life works. If you look at life, you're better
so no
off.
Lex Talionis.
Better off
None
in
of that.
A medium. You take everything in moderation.
Why do you insist on calling it Satanism then? I mean, why not give it
another
name?
Well, he described the shock aspect of it. He said you need to kind
of
shock
people.
And that's
what I'm afraid
head.
Of.
You know
what I'm afraid
of it too is people, Satan does shock people. And I'm not going to lie, that is a strong point.
Okay.
That and because it's already it's
now,
defined as a religion.
So does black metal.
When I mentioned that earlier,
oh, well, yeah,
when
you
I said
say that,
that
too, but I don't blackmail people.
No,
black, I said black metal.
Black metal.
Oh, yeah. Black metal? Oh, I can't listen to that no more. I'm too old for that. Listen to one song and I'm done.
Yeah.
So Reap, correct me if I'm wrong. You draw some aspects of LaVey, but for the most part deny the Satanic Bible and LaVey's writings. You adopt a progressive view, but the aspect of Satan as an adversary... But you adopt the idea of Satan as an adversary and use that in the sense of activism and changing the world for the better. And all of this is in the packaging of
a literary construct.
A literary construct, and you adopt from the romantic Satanist or literary Satanism
romanticism if you want, yeah.
Sure. So you adopt from that a little bit, some of LaVey's writings, and you kind of gather those together in the form of activism.
Call it Satanism, and you call that rode Satanism. The flag, and rode off into the sunset.
And you call that Satanism, and you consider it a religion because you consider religion not having to have supernatural effect. Supernatural
I don't think religion has to have supernatural
because effect. You accept the definition of religion as something that people just, you know, a religion can be just something that people take really seriously.
Very, thank you very much. Appreciate that. That's a good definition.
Well, okay. But by that definition, mathematics can be a religion.
Sure can.
Masturbation can be a religion.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely. I consider masturbation a very, very, very anorexia. Strong aspect. Another religion I have on the side.
Anorexia could be, bulimia could be. Yeah. Mental disorders.
Absolutely,
could be a
not so, a very positive religion. But if you want to embrace that, you're more than welcome.
But
you're
basically in favor of
the
I would call a fairly useless definition of religion.
You can call it whatever you like.
I mean, it just seems
comfortable. You're more than welcome to do that. I think that other people, if we're going to take the opinions of other people. Make them strong somehow and make them define things, then other people would debate that.
So, Reap, what's your view? So you kind of express your view on magic. In your opinion, it doesn't exist, but within the Satanic Temple, it's kind of...
No, in my opinion, it doesn't exist because I haven't been shown proof, the same reason why I don't believe in God.
But it's kind of... within the Satanic Temple, it's okay to... You know, practice magic is okay as long as you uphold the standards of science and kind of the advancements we've made in science. Yeah.
Exactly. As long as you don't want to say that science isn't a fact, if you want to discard scientific proof, there's a problem with that. But if you want to believe that magic works in your own world, and you're more than welcome to. And I want to speak. I'm not speaking for the temple.
Sure,
of course.
But I do think that if people want to believe in magic, it's very subjective. And you know what? I can't say. Who am I to tell you that magic doesn't exist? I'm not telling you that.
Sure,
what I'm telling you is I haven't seen it. I haven't had. And I would love to be able to tell you that ghosts exist, too. I'd love to be able to tell you there's life after this death.
But for the most part, this seems to be...
We're all working towards... Don't talk over me. And and I would love to tell you that something is... But there's nothing yet, and I would love to see it. I'm a skeptic, but I'm not a skeptic to the point where, fuck you, there's no way you can prove it to me. You could prove it to me, but I've got to embrace the things that have kept me alive these 45 years and have kept me from stepping into invisible... flights of stairs off airplanes. You know, I'm going to look and see there's an actual flight of stairs there, not an imaginary flight of stairs, but a real flight of stairs there. You know, and when I step out of the window, I'm not going to step out of the fucking window. There's nothing there. There's not a ledge.
Okay.
I've got to embrace these things that have kept me alive. I don't bash into things. I don't bash into imaginary cars. I don't fucking, you know, I don't do those things. I embrace things that have kept me alive these 45 years in my common sense. And I've got to go with that.
Sure.
And I really have no choice.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I just want.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's where I'm coming from. I really have no choice. I mean, I thought about these things, and I've come to the conclusion where I don't. This is what's kept me alive. I'm going to go with it.
Yeah. Don't be. Because I think that because I subscribe to the Satanic Temple as well and everything they're doing, and I think it's absolutely wonderful, like the activism.
Yeah,
and things
I think that,
like that.
I think that we. I don't. I want to give Lucien Greaves or Doug Mesner credit because I think he's done a wonderful work.
Absolutely.
And I think he's thought everything through. And even though there are some negative things that people don't know, I think that it hasn't come from him. It's been from outside forces. And I think that he actually truly believes in what he's doing. And I have the utmost respect for that.
Sure. I was just wondering about the magical aspect of it. And it leaves and I've seen in kind of interviews with Doug and then from what you're saying, that there's kind of room for it being a member of the Satanic Temple. But... but trying to say it's fact for everyone, your subjective experience is fact for everyone is where it goes wrong. But keeping it as subjective experience as a personal truth is okay.
Yeah, I would say that's my position. If I made it sound otherwise, it's maybe because I'm so passionate in my belief.
Right.
Okay. So, Reap, is there any final thoughts from your side on the conversation?
I love you guys' podcast, and this conversation has been awesome. I can't remember the last time I had such an interesting and friendly debate with someone without someone telling me to fuck off.
Yeah. No, this has been great, Reap, and we love your work as well. And
thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Hey, we're all going to work together still. I mean, no one gets
of course.
We can argue when we're all friends. I love
Reeb, you. I love where you come from. I love the passion you bring to the table. I love the work that you do in your podcast. And I, more than ever, we appreciate being kind of a fraternity podcast with your own under this, under the Satanic Temple banner.
Well, we'll debate more later, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on, giving your words. It's meant a lot for us to kind of work out our beliefs and work out everything else. Again, it's our honor.
I think that the strength in this conversation is we let people listen and make their own decisions.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You have to give people their sovereignty, give people their space.
All right, Reeb. Thank you for being on.
My pleasure.
Thanks again. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Okay, have a good one. Thank you for listening and lending your ears to the Deferred Gnosis podcast. Once again, I want to thank Reeb Paden for being on the show. It was a wonderful discussion. If you have the chance, give a listen to his podcast, Modern Satanism.
And please, use the contact information in the description below. You may reach us at deferredgnosis.com. You may also find us on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, iTunes, etc. Or reach us by email at deferredgnosis@gmail.com.
Please send us your topic ideas, suggestions, things you might want us to discuss. Help us carve out a niche of truth, reaching some ground just on the edge of the fringe. And if you are a musician, a writer, a poet, artist of any kind, please feel free to send us a link to your work, audio or otherwise. We'd be more than happy to plug your work and possibly interview you for the show.
But remember, we have a penchant for the subversive, so the darker, the better.
Thank you for listening.
And highest cheers from Deferred Gnosis.
Ave, hails,
as above,
so below.
I'm in Fremont.
Fremont.
Where is Fremont?
Where's Fremont?
Is it Fremont near Bishop? Is right in between Bishop? San Jose and Oakland. We're like the fourth largest city in the area.
Oh, got it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Huge city map-wise, but it's a bedroom community.
Okay.
And yeah.
What does that mean?
A bedroom community. It means everybody's fucking? Everybody's
What do you mean by...
Yes, I don't know. It's mostly... Actually, we're known as, Little... Afghanistan.
I'm just wondering what you meant by bedroom community.
Because people go in at night and they roll the fucking sidewalks up. You can't fucking go find a place to drink after 9 o'clock.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
In a small town community, it's only defined defined on how much methamphetamine it does.
No comment.
Yeah.